Hello, everybody. Welcome to another week with the CrossFit Linchpin Private Track. It is Monday, September 26, 2022. If you're brand new, welcome. I think you're going to have a blast. If you've been around for a while, thank you for your continued support. Whether you have been around for a while or if you're brand new, if you have not yet, what you need to do is pause this video and watch the other video that I attach to every Monday. It's entitled New to Linchpin, Watch This First. That gives you all the information you need to fully get everything out of these daily videos. What's the difference between prescribed and the wildcard option? What's the Leo? What's the Neo? Why is there a not for time option? Do I have to do the accessory work? Are the goal times rigid or are they flexible? All that's in the other video. Just watch it once, then you're good to go and you'll maximize your experience. So, I'm going to trust that you did that. And now here we go. Workout of the day. It's the one we've done before. People love it. And so hopefully you do as well. It's a beautiful couplet. It's also our two-person team version if you so desire. There's one posted for each variation today. 21:15:9 reps for time. Deadlift, box jump, toes to bar. Deadlift is 225 for the men, 155 for the women. Box jump, 24 inches for men, 24 women, and the toes to bar on the box jump. Jump up, you can step down, you don't have to rebound. If you like to rebound, you can. Certainly not necessary. And nothing in this workout needs to be unbroken, okay? Especially, there's a lot of people that have been doing CrossFit a really long time, and a set of 21 toes to bar is going to be broken up no matter what. So, doesn't need to be unbroken. You just want to make sure that you can handle the overall volume of the workouts, 45 reps of each, at that loading with those movements is okay for where you are in your fitness journey. But I would like to see that first set of deadlifts, let's say, you know, maybe you drop the bar once, or maybe you drop it twice because it's an intentional strategy, but not necessarily because you have to. But again, safety is the paramount thing on this. Move as well as you can and as quickly as you can, safely with good form. We've got videos showing the deadlift, the box jump, and the kipping toes to bar. Super Fitness robot time for this, 6 minutes or less. More likely, anywhere between that and 11 minutes. The wild card option today, 21:15:9 reps for time, deadlift at the same loading, box jump at the same height, but then we take the toes to bar out of there and give the option to either do V-ups or GHD sit-ups. So if that's the choice that you want, the wild card option is right what you need. And we've got videos showing the V-up and the GHD sit-up. Scaled option today, 21:15:9 reps for time, deadlift gets reduced to 185 pounds for men, 135 for the women. The box jump height goes down to 20 inches for men, 12 for women, and you can do it as a jump or a step up, your call. And then in place of the toes to bar, it's either sit-ups, hanging knee raises, V-ups, or toes to bar if you so desire. So we've got you covered no matter where you are, and all those movements have videos attached as well. Limited equipment crew. They don't have a barbell. They got a pair of dumbbells, pair of 50s for the men, 35s for the women. Here's what they have in store. For time, 55 dumbbell deadlifts, 21 tuck jumps, 21 toes to bar, 35 dumbbell deadlifts, 15 tuck jumps, 15 toes to bar, 25 dumbbell deadlifts, 9 tuck jumps, 9 toes to bar. And video showing the dumbbell deadlift. That tuck jump, don't sleep on that. It's such a spicy, nasty little movement that I know for a fact some limited equipment crew members have been saving up for a box, so you will not be shortchanged with tuck jumps. For them, Super Fitness Robot, 12 minutes and 30 seconds or less, more likely anywhere from that to 22 minutes. No equipment workout for the day, 3 rounds for time, of a 1 minute plank hold, 45 glute bridges, 15 tuck jumps, and 15 V-ups. Accessory work for the day, optional as always, you don't need to do accessory work to get fit. If you do choose to do it, this first part is an either or, don't do both, pick one. Either glute ham raise or barbell glute bridges. We give you the sets and reps and there's videos there. But the glute ham raise is fantastic, but it requires a GHD. So in case you don't have that and you want to do the accessory work, then the barbell glute bridge is a great choice. Then the other part of the optional accessory work, you're going to choose one of these items and do it 3 different times, resting a couple minutes between each. Either a 300 meter row, a 200 meter run, or 30 seconds of hard effort on the bike of your choice. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we've got the calves and foam rolling stretch, the glute stretch, and the cobra stretch for the abs, all of which have videos. And finally, I hope you take on board these final phrases that are posted today, and every day we mean them. Remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. And with that, I'll see you back here tomorrow. We are going heavy.